Marla Runyon is going to run in the New York City Marathon on Sunday. If the prospect of running the 26.2 miles in a marathon isn't enough, Marla Runyon will do it with a handicap. She's legally blind. Ms. Runyon joins us from New York. Hello.
Hello.
Ready to run on Sunday?
Yeah, it's a lot of waiting around right now, so I'm ready to go.
Uh-huh. The most extraordinary thing about your run, I think, is that your goal is to finish in the top 10.
You know, I compete on the track against world-class competition and competed in the Olympic Games and World Championships, and I wanted to run a marathon while I was still running near or at my best. So I think top 10 is that's a realistic goal, but it's also would be a nice debut for me.
Now, blind runners have competed in marathons before, and a number of them, I understand, will hold on to another runner during the marathon to be guided through the course. You won't have that kind of help. You will have some people helping you with direction, though, right? Aren't there going to be some people on bicycles?
Well, first of all, it's one person. What they're doing is I'm not able to see the clocks as I run past them or the mile markers. So what the New York Roadrunners have organized for me and is a person who will ride behind me, and that person will just vocalize the visual information that I'm not able to get. So he will read the clock time as I run past it, and he will notify me when the water stations are approaching.
What's the difference between running on a track and running in a marathon in terms of the obstacles you face as a person who's legally blind?
I think the road, you know, I think that the difficulties on the road are obviously the turns. Knowing ahead of time which way the road is going to turn. And for a lot of people who have normal vision, they can obviously look down the road and know immediately, and they can anticipate the turn. If you just kind of imagine, I have about a 20-foot range, and then beyond that, I'm always not sure of what's up ahead.
You know, it's interesting because I think most of us wouldn't even think of that as a variable because we do it unconsciously. You're running,
right.
Running a race, and you see that there's a turn. You don't even process it consciously. Your body just moves there.
The ability to anticipate in road racing is very essential, and it's something I have to just find a way to compensate for, knowing the second time I come back to it, I'm going to run better on that course.
You ran a 10K race in Boston recently. And as I understand it, had some trouble with the landmarks at the finish.
I ended up winning the race, but I had been told and knew ahead of time that the finish line would be marked with a large arch of balloons. And as I came off the turn, the archway wasn't there. I thought, well, maybe the finish line is further up. Maybe I still have five more blocks to run. What is, you know, I wasn't sure. And here I am trying to sprint to the finish line, and I don't know where the finish line is. But eventually, I did find the finish line and later discovered that the arch of balloons had fallen down.
What's your biggest worry about Sunday? Does it have to do with your sight and potholes and turns and elevations, or does your biggest worry have to do with something else?
Oh, totally something else. My concern is, can I run 535, 536 pace for the full distance of 26 miles, 26.2 miles? That's my concern. How am I going to feel at 20 miles? How am I going to feel at 22 miles? How am I going to respond to the bridges, the hills, the ups and downs of the course? And you don't want to go out too hard and have a horrible finish. You want to run strong all the way through. That should be a goal for everyone.
Thanks, Marla, and good luck.
Well, thank you. Thanks very much.
Marla Runyon, who's legally blind, will run Sunday in the New York City Marathon. Her goal is to finish in the top 10.